listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we have a voice in studio that is often behind much of the content that you hear me speak about on our channel, but is kind of more quiet voice. But today she is sitting in front of the microphone. Her name's Alyssa Urban Bean, and she is our producer here at Mormon Channel Daily. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Fun to have you. So today we're going to be talking about finding your happily ever after. And I think a lot of women, maybe women particularly, because there's so much focus in society on marriages and weddings and the dress and the cake and all of that. Do you think sometimes people grow up with this idea that things are going to be perfect once they find their mate?
Oh, 100%. I think I did. I had to rearrange some of my expectations. And I think a lot of my friends have had to do the same. There really isn't a happily ever after that we see in Hollywood or through fairy tales.
There's not like the Cinderella happily ever after.
No.
Right? But there is still a happily ever after in a more practical sense.
Definitely. For sure.
Okay. So it doesn't necessarily end with the kiss on the wedding day. There's a whole marriage to consider moving forward. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's how we kind of perceive the happily ever after. They kiss on the wedding day and then they lived a happily ever after. But really, if we were to search online, what's going to make my marriage successful? We're going to have a lengthy list of results, and we're going to see articles and blog posts and radio shows and everything about just listing like 4 tips on how to make your marriage successful. But really, if there were 4 tips, then we would know those 4 tips, and we would all be masters at it. But
every problem would be avoided in marriage if you just had those 4 tips. Well, Time.com recently published 4 common relationship problems and how to fix them. I guess these are things that a lot of relationships face. I think it's important to know also that marriage is, it takes work, man. It's something that you have to work at every single day. So those 4 common relationship problems are highlighting criticism, defensiveness, contempt, and stonewalling. I think sometimes people don't think about, after they get married, they don't think, we're going to run into these problems once we get married. But these are things that they're very prevalent in most relationships.
I think that they affect a lot of relationships. And then there would be another kind of venue or other list of 4 common relationship problems for other couples. Like the lists just go on and on.
Because no one marriage is exactly the same as another marriage.
And I think that there's value to reading these articles and reading these tips, but really we don't need those lists. But President Henry B. Eyring of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, he went to the Vatican Summit on marriage, and he said something that I think was really important for us to learn about seeing happiness in marriage. He said, "You have seen enough unhappiness in marriages and families to ask why some marriages produce happiness while others create unhappiness. Many factors make a difference, but one stands out to me. While there is selfishness, natural differences of men and women often divide. Where there is unselfishness, differences become complementary and provide opportunities to help and build each other. Spouses and family members can lift each other and ascend together if they care more about the interests of the other than their own interests." So I feel like if we were to just concentrate on being selfless in our relationships, that's kind of the one thing that stands out to him. And so maybe we could pay attention to that.
I think it's hard because it's against our human nature to focus only on the needs of someone else and making them happy. There's a little bit of, you know, well, what about me? I'm doing all this stuff. You're not doing anything. And so there does need to be that balance in there. But I also love that President Eyring goes on to counsel that a happy marriage requires that people will try for the ideal. You want to aim for that ideal, sort of like shoot for the stars. If you land on the moon, that's okay too. But try to keep going and aim for that happy result. And he promises that if we work to build and encourage faithful, loving marriages in which men and women become as one and nurture their families, that the Lord will multiply our efforts. So if we're just willing to put in a little bit of it, then the Lord's gonna compensate and help us out.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Well, any other tips that you can think of for a happy marriage that maybe we need to consider?
The little things just really go a long way. Write notes of love and encouragement. Offer compliments daily. Express gratitude. Just noticing what's going on in your relationship and expressing that gratitude can make a big difference. Going on weekly dates, taking time to listen more than you talk. Forgive and love just over and over and over again. Hold hands and say, I love you. That's just the best.
It's such a small thing, but those things really do make a difference. Don't they make you just feel special?
Yeah, they make
you. Everyone just wants to feel loved in the end, don't you think?
I feel like that's why we wanted to get married.
In the first place.
Those little things. That's why.
Absolutely. Well, we love hearing Alyssa's input and insight. So she will surely be back from time to time. Thank you so much for joining us today in studio.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Alyssa Urban Bean, our producer here at Mormon Channel Daily. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.